We're talking about when people are in the first year of high school, and then they start to already can make choices or choose the pathway if they wanted to continue studying for the universities or going the apprenticeship pathway.
Yeah. And if you're on the Realschule, you do a lot more of volunteering, I guess.
Volunteering?
And maybe there you can think about what you want to do, what kind of apprenticeship you want to do.
Okay, you're right.
And I've been to a gymnasium, mm-hmm. and there I've done one internship mm-hmm. over the whole 13 years of school. I didn't really have much insight in what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Chemistry was one of my main courses in the Abitur, so I just went to study that,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of how you decide what you want to do.
Mm.
I don't really like that much this much because in Germany it's pretty uncommon to change your job later on.
Oh yeah, I think it's kind of like China, you know. Yeah, everywhere is the same almost.
Yeah, it's like. The average German changes their job entirely like 1.5 times in their career. So pretty much you don't change what you're doing when you decided what you do.
Yeah, but like I think from now on, people have to adapt to the fast pace where they kind of have to change their jobs because of the AI era, where everything changes so fast you kind of have to.
That's kind of it's also the mentality kind of thing. When I got here, we got a rundown on how the mentality is a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And the average Canadian changes their job like 4 or 5 times or
Canadians?
3 times. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And it's a whole change, not just doing something similar. It's a real career change.
Oh, yeah,
and
like...
That's pretty different.
Where did you get this data after you come to Vancouver?
We got an introduction here and what to expect.
I see. I think maybe it could be the same in the States. Maybe the whole North America culture is like that. So German culture is close to, I think, at least East Asia, which is kind of like Japan, China, Korea. So because like Japanese, I mean, obviously I don't know them as much, but from what I remember or the impression is that they kind of get into the company and they work there for their whole life. But also they work there after work. They have to go social. But Chinese is also like, I think the mindset is more like, I want to get a stable job. My whole family, my parents expect me to get a stable job. So once you get a stable job, it's really hard to leave that because that is all you do. And then you mentioned about the Germans kind of like that. So I kind of, I can't relate to it. Or at least as Chinese audiences, we can relate to it.
Yeah, and once you have to pay rent and...
Yeah, and you're kind of like locked into it.
Yeah,
too.
You're locked into it. You have to pay for your car, for your rent, and you have to maybe keep your job because you're earning much more if you stay there than if you would change your career because that takes time, and maybe you don't earn something in that time, and that's pretty hard.
Yeah, so like, but that's pretty much also the challenge of how people are like nowadays. A lot of us. Have to prepare us to adapt something new because your industry is going to disappear or is disappearing because of the social media, the new technology, the AIs. So it's just like you never know. Like iPhone really just happened like in the past decades or something, right? So now it's already, you cannot stay in your industry even you want to. And the way you have to adapt again. So I guess that's happening in Germany too, or no?
It depends on the branch you're in, but it's also happening there. Yeah.
Right. So you mentioned about you didn't like this educational system, although they give you choices early. Which part is, or what are the aspects of this system that you're not a big fan of?
So you don't really have a choice what you do. After the first 4 years of school.
High school.
Yeah, the teachers pretty much decide to what school you go next.
Really?
So you don't really have a choice.
I thought you decided.
Yeah, you can go to the higher school, but it's pretty much set in stone, depending on the grades you get in the first 4 years.
First four years.
Yeah, you start school with 5 or 6, and so you're like 10 when it's decided if you're going to the Realschule or the Gymnasium. That's pretty early. And
is that like the first year of the high school, or what?
The first year of high school would be the fifth year, I guess.
The fifth. Okay. Yeah, because we call it very differently. Like in Canada, they call like different things for middle school, high school. In China, we have different name for what years you're at in middle school, high school. So when you mention about this, I have to make sure that we're talking about the same thing.
I'm not that familiar with these systems, so maybe I used the wrong terms.
No, but that's fine. That's why. So we're talking about the first year of the high school in Germany, right? So basically after the first year of high school, you sort of have to make choices, or you can make choices.
So the first 4 years of going to school are then middle school, I guess?
Or the middle school?
That would be middle school. And after the fourth year, it gets decided to which school you go.
Okay.
And then you're pretty much stuck there. If you're going to the Realschule, you're doing 4 more years, I guess. And if you're doing the Abitur, you have to do 13 years till you're finished, you get your Abitur.
Okay. Or you choose to go to the apprenticeship way.
Yeah, if you're finished with Realschule or after the 10th class in at the Gymnasium, you can also drop out. Not drop out, you pretty much have the same degree as the people you get go to Realschule.
Okay.
And then you can do an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
Or you're doing the 13 years and then you can study.
I see. It's just so hard for me to kind of like remember this German words, which one means what, but I kind of understand. Like I feel like if there's a German listener right now, she or he's going to be like, why she cannot get it? He's already mentioned about 10 times. But what I understood is that during the very early stage, you sort of have to make choices, right? But like then you either go to apprenticeship or you go to the school. And then you mentioned about you don't like this. Is probably one of the reason is that you have to make a choice and stuck there at your very young age. So you could just kind of make choices, make mistakes.
Yeah, it's more like that you don't have the choice.
You don't have the choice.
The choice gets made for you depending on how good you are in the first 4 years of school.
I see. And also you mentioned about because the people with money can invest more into the like education, right? So they most likely could have better grades.
Yeah.
And then they have more choices or...
Yeah, that's... Not really more choice. You can also go to a private school, I guess.
A private school?
If you have a lot of money, but...
Okay, but why does that matter? So it's like, so then they can go to the universities?
Or yeah, they can go to university also. But I think they still have to do the 13 years. But it's a private school with with good teachers and
okay, so wait, so is that good? Does that mean going to the university is a better choice than doing apprenticeship? Because then why it matters to you know have why it matters, right? Like in the private school.
Yeah, if you get your university degree, you just earn more in general. If you have the same job as someone who just did an apprenticeship, you will earn more.
Oh, yes. I get what you're saying. I think I kind of can imagine the similar system in China. They just don't have this degree thing for apprenticeship, or they don't call it apprenticeship. But basically, for people who only have high school degrees, and then they have like a few years of working experiences in the industry, they most likely will have practical experiences but get less paid at some point than people who have university degrees. So you're talking about the system is kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Okay, yes, I finally got it. Okay, so I understand why it could be unfair for people who have less resources that they decided to invest in the education.
Yeah, and just on, not just that, it's also everyone is different. So maybe you're bad in school in the first 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because you're just bored in school, but you're pretty intelligent in general,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to Realschule because your teacher said so.
You're going to what?
To the Realschule, to the lower, not the university path, but the apprenticeship path.
Apprenticeship path. Oh, but you're just saying in Germany.
Yeah.
In German. Well, how does that call?
Realschule.
Oh, never mind. I can't. Realschule or something.
Realschule, yeah. There's also another kind of school. It's called Gesamtschule.
And Gesamtschule?
And there you go to together for the first 10 years. And after that, if you want, you can just continue and get your Abitur also.
Mm.
So in general, it's the same for the first 10 years. But at the gymnasium, the teachers are in general better and you're going through what you have to learn much faster.
Mm.
So you're much better prepared to get your Abitur.
Okay, so for people who are very intelligent, you said they could also be like not putting in the right system they fit for.
Yeah.
Because of the teacher?
Yeah, maybe because of the teacher. Maybe because of the student just is just not interested in getting good grades or something like that. And then he's stuck at the apprenticeship path.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he's just not challenged enough to really go for better degrees or learn something.
Yeah.
And then he's stuck there, but he could be a lawyer or something if he just would go to the higher system.
I see. I mean, like, definitely reminds me some of the system or the classmates that I met during my high school, middle school, especially high school. Technically, you go to high school as a student in China, and then you finish that, and you take the Gaokao, that exam, right? And then your degree or your grades will decide which one you go to, which major, which universities. But some of the teachers, my high school teacher was like that. He would start to talk to people during the first year, or when it towards to the end of the first year in high school, and saying that, oh, you are not great at studying, and then so you should go to this professional. I'm not so sure how they call it, but like it's kind of like those kind of high school where not teaching you different kind of disciplines to prepare yourself into the universities, but teach you kind of like apprenticeship, where you teach you professional skills and prepare you for the professional roles, and then you don't really go to the universities after this kind of like profession-based high school system. So they will just kind of persuade them to get out from the system at the very early stage, right? And which is really unnecessary, but it's not as like systematic or settled as a system in Germany. It's just their personal choice, but that choice is also under pressure because they have to make sure how many students get into the university, what is the ratio of their class. So eventually they want to make the ratio higher, so they would just kind of remove those people or push them out from the system at the early stage, which I actually witnessed that. So I understand what you're talking about, this kind of unfairness. I don't know. I feel like for me, I'm like, I think I have undiagnosed ADHD, but I do treat it as an advantage at this age because I feel like I'm smart in a way to learn by observing, by having conversation, by doing it, by taking.
I'm the same. So it was really hard for me to study, but now in the apprenticeship, we have to do something and get tasks and just have to do it. And when you're on it, then I'm sticking to it.
I know. So I totally understand it because I struggled so much in the high school where I literally just. I thought I was not smart at all. I thought I was dumb, or I thought I was lazy. I was bad. But eventually, I struggled so much with a lot of tutoring, a lot of schooling time, and I made it to the four-year universities in China. But then after that, I realized, now I look back, actually, I keep growing and keep being better and trying different things after I graduated from four-year university as a bachelor's. And I went to a great school in master's, but not by taking exams or perform the best in the exam. It's just by, like, I'm able to gathering all these things that I did and make them part of my abilities. So I think that is you as well, right?
Yeah, that's pretty similar. So everyone is different, and maybe the system that you're in, it's not just made for you. Maybe you just have to do something different.
Yeah, exactly. So I do feel like people who have ADHDs or diagnosed as ADHDs who really should change their minds and treat this differently is that, God, I have this ability and talent to be able to, normally, like, I don't know how ADHD works, but there's a lot of people are like that. It's just like, function very well in multi-discipline or industries, because they're just kind of constantly have this creative mind that, because their minds are wandering around,
yeah.
Right? But when your brain or mind is wandering, it's not necessarily like, oh, you're just distracted by things. You're distracted because you have strong curiosity to different things.
Yeah.
Right. And that curiosity is a huge motivation to drive adults, right? Like, or drive people to do more things and iterate and do better and create things. So I think that's a huge advantage in the AI era, because now we have all these tools automatically. Right. So after people did the apprenticeship, if they wanted to grab the degree again, can they do that?
Sure, you can do another apprenticeship and do something different, or you can study. If you have the Abitur already, you can go to any university and study whatever you want, I guess.
Oh, so it's not
if
like
if you get in.
All right.
So it still depends on how many people apply and how good their Abitur was.
Okay.
But you also have you can also wait for a few semesters, and then you're pretty much getting an advantage to your grade you got on your Abitur. So if you wait long enough, you can pretty much study anything in Germany.
I see. So if you meet a teacher who kind of put you in the apprenticeship pathway in the very early stage where you might not really belong to, you still have the chance to get back to the university track if you want to, but it's just a lot of price to pay.
Yeah, it's pretty much a lot of time. So if you have your Abitur at least, mm-hmm. And you do an apprenticeship after that, you can study whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have your Abitur, you can only study at University of Applied Sciences,
mm.
And then you can only study in areas that are connected to your job.
I see. Well, like,
but you could also do your Abitur, mm-hmm. After that.
Right.
And then you can study whatever you want, but it's a lot of time invested.
Yeah, I see. I get what you mean. But now you actually have experiences in all these tracks. I guess you understand yourself better. Do you consider yourself have more choices, or you feel like you still are kind of locked in the path?
I'm kind of locked in the path. Mm-hmm. I chose for myself now, so I'm very happy where I am. I've learned a lot from studying. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's kind of waste of time. So people might see me as a failure.
Yeah.
I did for a long time too. But for me, I did the right thing.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot from these years.
You know, a lot of people in history, I'm not saying everyone would be like this, but a lot of people who made a huge contribution in their discipline to the human society, or they just have a great success, of course also measured by the society's standard, right? They were considered failures or a failure before they reached that point. So that is the reason why I think it's just like fewer people would reach this kind of big success, because before that, you have to take such a huge pressure to not stick in the traditional pathway where everybody think it's the right way to go. Then you have to go through all this and still be able to continue exploring and find what fits you, right? If you, of course, take action, it's not like laying down the bed and doing nothing and thinking, oh, at one point, I'm just not going to become a filler. But I think this really is inspiring because I experienced that too. A lot of time I felt like I have no idea what I'm doing, and I may be considered as filler, but a lot of time I don't care. Like, I don't care because you might get isolated. I was getting isolated sometimes when I was like kids or later in adulthood. I really don't care, but then that builds you resilience, builds you independence, and somehow if you keep working on it, it kind of prepare yourself with better critical thinking. I'm not so sure if that's the same case to you too.
I'm not sure about that. I was a little bit isolated as a kid in my teens, but I always had some friends.
Yeah.
And I stuck with. So I don't know. It's also kind of like, how do you define success? Is it just having a great job and earning a lot of money, or being content with yourself and really happy about what you do with your life or with your career? For me, it's definitely the second part.
Yeah.
So it's that TVET department is not paid bad in any way. It's also very very competitive apprenticeship.
Okay.
People really like it in Germany. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah. Well, I would say success is, if I have to define it, then I personally think success is something that you set a goal that you wanted and then you achieved it. That's success. You know what I'm saying? So if I want a very successful career, I want to make a lot of money just as everybody else in the society, and I achieved it, then I'm succeed, right? If I want to just get married and have children, and I succeed, I achieve that I want it. It's not like necessarily, oh, the society tells what you do, because sometimes they'll tell you like getting married is good, right?
Yeah.
But then you realize, oh, I'm not happy, I don't want to do it. But now, let's say in China, there's a trending thing. It's like getting married is not good. But then you get married, it's like, oh my God, I'm now a failure, a person, I made mistakes. But if that's what you wanted, then you are still a very successful person, right? It really depends on, like, are you clear of this is what you wanted? Or this is just a desire that the society expect you to have, and then you're just kind of blindly chasing that. So this is my standard of it. I feel like, but then I definitely feel like if once you find a goal, normally it takes me a few years, a long time to find a goal for next stage.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's really hard to kind of think about what you really want. So you have to know a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
To do that. It just takes time.
Yeah, but how do you learn about yourself?
By being a failure, I guess.
Yeah,
by doing something wrong and trying something different.
Right.
Reflecting on yourself, what went wrong, what do you really want to do? So it's hard when you just get out of school and you're really young, so maybe you don't really know what you want to do. But now I'm pretty content and in what I want, and I'm on the right path to that.
You definitely have like a lot more opportunities than a lot of people that I know, right? But nobody's completely happy with everything in their life. So that is the thing. Like, a lot of Chinese people, they feel the same. That's why I want to dig so deep to understand this system, because this actually is very different than what the educational system in China. But somehow, I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate to it, because they're experiencing or having similar life experience at their early stage. Because most of the people are not good at studying for the exams and getting high grades, right? My personal experience is that I understand myself better by, like you said, just having failures, because you have to try so many different things, and your feelings will tell you if you like it or not. You can't really find it when you're lying down the bed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, like, I definitely wanted to continue this conversation. I wanted to talk about ADHD and how we find our talents, but then to understand this very interesting German educational system takes a long time. So we're kind of walking towards to the end of today's episode. But I really appreciate having this conversation with you, because you mentioned about that you are not the most extroverted person or social personality in the world. But
I'm not.
Yeah, but
I'm definitely not. But
you're not. But like, I don't find that you have any. We have any like barriers to have this. Actually, you educated me with all those German education system, and I think it's just very inspiring. And a lot of our audiences, no matter if they are local Canadians listening through the CJSF radio or those Chinese. Audiences, as you can see, they are interacting live at the same time through our live streaming. I'm pretty sure we'll all benefit a lot and start to think about, oh, maybe I'm not the only one who's suffering from this educational system or some kind of system that doesn't fit me.
Yeah.
So that is very inspiring. Hopefully we will have more chance to talk. But yeah, really thank you. All right. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And if you wanted to listen to our show, we are live on air every Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby Mountain. And you can also go to cjsf.ca, click Listen Live. And thank you so much. And this is Charlotte. I will talk to you next week.